Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you today on a Friday. We love a Friday bonus episode, especially a short and sweet one that gets right to the point. And today on the show, I wanted to share with you a special Build Your Board series conversation with my friends, Micah and Shireen Eldridge. You heard the Eldridges yesterday on That Sounds Fun as we talked all about who is praying for you. And you guys, if you haven't listened, you're definitely going to want to go back and hear that conversation. Micah and Shireen are both pastors on staff at LifeGate Church in Omaha, Nebraska. And they are like these really trusted, faithful friends of mine that are so wise. They pastor a lot of people in their community. So as we are thinking about finding the voices you need to live the life that you want, what if the voice you need is a pastor? Micah and Shireen are just so helpful as we dive into the questions. What role does our pastor serve on our board? And what do we do if we want our pastor on our board? And what do we do if they can't do it? So here is my Build Your Board bonus conversation with my friends, Shireen and Micah. Shireen and Micah Eldridge, thank you for being with us for a little bonus content here.
Absolutely.
Very grateful. If people have not heard your prayer team episode, I think they should go back and listen to that. That was so helpful. Oh my gosh, it was so helpful. But Micah, as a lead pastor at a large church, one of the pieces of feedback we're getting with this Build Your Board series is, I want my pastor on my board. I want to meet with my pastor. He is and she are teaching me from the stage. I want them to be on my board. Is that possible?
Great question. I think it depends on the type of church that you attend and the way that your pastor functions within the body. But I think the more important question is, do I have a pastoral voice in my life?
Wow.
I think a lot of times we can focus on that job title and say, you're supposed to be this for me, which I'm confident that every pastor out there wishes they could be with as many people as possible. But not only does time not allow, but I actually think it really kind of hinders the way the body can function when, like, we're learning how to lean on one another. We're learning how to gain counsel from one another and insight from one another. And so I think having a pastoral voice in your life who you feel like you can kind of put yourself under their leadership, put yourself under their wisdom, put yourself under their voice in a way, I think as long as you've got that, hopefully you've got that spot filled.
Someone who disciples you.
Yeah.
Someone who disciples you can be that pastoring voice where a pastor who has more than, I don't know, 100 people in his church probably isn't able to meet with everyone. More than 20 people in his church, he probably can't meet with everybody.
Honestly. So I think that's the key. And that's the beauty of having groups and churches. It's the beauty of having organic relationships, no matter how big your church is. Work to engage the people that are sitting around you or get involved, be a part of what's happening. And I believe that pastoral voice, that discipler will come to the surface. And that's really what you need is that more than anything.
Yeah. And do you think you can expect to at least have a conversation, right? Like I should be able to go sit down and maybe seek counsel on something very specific, maybe a one-time meeting here and there. I know Micah does that often,
yeah.
but having them as maybe a consistent person on your board or in your life yeah. in that intimate way maybe is not as realistic.
Yeah. So what I'll often do is say, I'm open to meeting with pretty much anybody once. What I can't do is the weekly meetings with everybody, obviously. And so if someone's willing to wait a little while and we can have a meeting, what will often happen is I can build that relationship with them and then help them connect with someone who can be a more consistent personal voice in their life. And I think that really, that helps. Yeah.
Shireen, as you're pastoring a lot of women at your church, you're in charge of the women's ministry at
yeah.
the church. There have to be so many women who want to meet with you. And
yep.
and that's the nature of the thing, right? The one they see on the stage, the one who has a face on the website, the one who is called the women's pastor is the one they are going to go to. So talk to the other women leading around you or around the women's pastors about their role between the leader, the women's ministry leader, the women's pastor, and the people attending.
Absolutely. You know, because we are multi-campus, I do have that. I have women's leaders, volunteer leaders at all the other campuses, and they are the ones who they also could be up on the stage preaching and teaching. They care for their women very well. And when we meet together, I always tell them, you are pastoring these women as well. Like yeah. this is part, you are a shepherd in God's house.
Yes.
And I give them as many opportunities as I can for the women in their lives to see them as their leader as well. So I would tell them, like, you can do the same things. As long as you can love people
yeah.
and ask them good questions and be in their life, that's really what pastoring is. They want wisdom. They want someone to listen. Mm-hmm. They want to known and loved. And if we all hopefully can do that if we're following Jesus.
Yeah.
And so I always remind them, you can do that. You don't have to have the Bible all the way known and understood. And I mean, I don't even.
Right.
So,
right.
That's not what people are needing when they're coming to you as a pastor. They yeah. actually just want love and care and to be known and heard.
Micah, talk to the pastors for just a minute as we wrap up of like, how do you say no? And to our friends listening who are going to get no's from their pastors, what do we do?
Well, I'm getting a lot of practice in this right now. I'm new to the lead pastor thing. I've been here for 15 years. I just became the lead pastor 3 months ago. And there's something about even just stepping into that role. It's like the faucet turned on, the email started pouring in,
yeah.
even though I've been here and
right,
I know a
right.
lot. And so I'm kind of I take the approach that in most cases, I'll try to meet with you once, as I mentioned before. And so it's hey, if you're willing to wait a little while,
yeah.
we can do a coffee or a lunch at some point. But then once the ask is, can it be consistent? Or if it's something that I actually don't think I can help them with,
mm-hmm.
best way to say no, I think, because these are real needs and
yeah.
these are, there's a genuine desire here for help,
yeah.
for feedback, for counsel, for prayer, is to connect them to the right person. So what might be a no for me is a yes for somebody else.
Yes.
And so I spend a lot of time, you know what, you should actually meet with this person. And that's not to just like push somebody off. It's genuinely like they're going to help you more than I will help.
They're going
to
care
right.
for you
yeah.
better. They
yeah.
have more space.
And whether
that's
it's
right.
their more expertise in this area or whether it's they have more availability to meet with you consistently. So a lot of times for me, there hopefully is an initial yes if possible. If not, it is then a not me, but them. And
yeah.
I should ship them over to somebody else.
Yeah.
And it elevates the other people on your staff and team to really step in and lead. And
or
use
volunteer
their gift,
leaders, yeah.
use their giftings. Mm-hmm. That way it's not always just one person.
Yeah. yeah. And I would say to the pastors out there who feel, because I feel it at times, is the guilt of I can't personally pastor every person in my fellowship.
I feel you that. Do you feel that too, Shireen?
I mean,
oh yeah.
We all yeah,
yeah,
I think it's the question that you have to remind yourself consistently and in your connection with Jesus, what can only I do? Mm. What am I really called to do? What role do I serve in the life of these people?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking that question all the time and having to bring myself back to that place that this is what I'm called to do. And any other expectations I feel outside of that are usually either placed upon me by other people or by myself.
Yeah.
And I just, Jesus, it was very clear. Jesus knew what he was called to do. I think that was John 2. Jesus knew what he was called to do. And we have to continue to anchor ourselves in that.
I also think for people, if they're asking and they get a no, I think you have to have a little bit of grace and understanding of what this person's life, what the pastoral life looks like. And there are probably other people on, you know, especially if you're at a bigger church, on staff that you can reach out to. Yeah. And maybe it's just a no for now in this season because the pastor has a lot going on. But to know that there are always, at least from what I know, on many church staffs, there are so many other great people who can have a lot of the same giftings and wisdom and who can lead, pastor, give you wisdom, counsel you in the same way.
And everybody who's gifted on stage is not gifted across a coffee table.
True.
So you also may have an expectation that you're going to get a sermon at a coffee with a pastor, and that's not their gifting.
That's very true.
And I think, can I just add to that? I think for a lot of pastors who, if you're preaching regularly, you are that one on stage, make this clear to the congregation, like set that expectation.
That's good, Micah.
And not so much like, hey, I can't be your friend, so be okay with that. Like that usually doesn't go over real well, but more we have an amazing church with an amazing team, rich fellowship where there are so many resources, and elevate people on your team. Talk about how great they are.
Yeah.
Talk about this volunteer, like just continue to bring attention to people outside of yourself so that their focus, the ones who are listening, isn't just always on you, but it's on the breadth of all this other resources we have in this church and how they can access them.
Yeah, that's great. People can watch. I mean, LifeGate socials, you can see that. You can see that you have set up a lot of leaders as leaders you can go to. Pastor Kevin does this so good at Crosspoint. He's not on the podcast. He doesn't teach at college ministry. He's not in children's church. Like he does what he is called to do, and he elevates everyone else to go, now you go run what you're called to do. And then we kind of know, hey, if you're a college student, you're going to Ladd Morgan. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And even Ladd has set up his small group leaders. So it's not always Ladd for every call. I mean, it is, that's two churches you can watch that are doing this in a respectable way. So well done, y'all. Thank you.
Yes.
That's awesome. Anytime. That's really helpful. So thanks for doing this.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, y'all, that was so helpful. I'm so thankful for Micah and Shireen speaking into that. We've had many of y'all give us feedback about wondering and thinking about a pastor on your board. So I am so thankful for how they helped us with that conversation. Go follow them on social media. They are linked in the show notes. Thank them for being on the show. And if you haven't listened to the Build Your Board episode, Who is Praying for You? Go back and listen. For a full list of all the additional resources for our Build Your Board series, go to anniefdowns.com/buildyourboard. You can also get the guidebook there. It isn't too late. Jump in and get it, especially before our next week starts. You can take notes there, work through the questions. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, New York City, or follow along on the That Sounds Fun Instagram at That Sounds Fun Podcast. I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you, and I'll do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me is getting lunch from a new restaurant that I have not tried yet. So that is my plan today, is to try somewhere I have not tried in my neighborhood, which is pretty easy because I've eaten two places. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday as we continue our Build Your Board series with an entire week of shows. We're bringing a 30-ish minute show every day next week featuring a different coach who might be the next person you need in your life. And we're kicking things off on Monday talking business coaching with my business partner and manager, Kelly Haywood, and our friend and business coach, Chris Weinberg. We'll see y'all Monday.